We're chatting with the CEO of Esther's Australia. Good morning, Gay. How are you going?
Oh, I'm good, Fiona. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Now, you've got a fundraising dinner coming up on Friday the 13th of November, and we'll talk about more on that shortly. But firstly, let's just recap what Esther's Australia does, because I know you've actually started doing some of your work here on the Sunshine Coast because the need was there. So tell us what you do.
Yeah, so we are a women's support service. We do work with women who are pregnant. That's our, you know, sort of our main area that we work in. But we also work with women who are struggling with other issues in life, whether it be parenting, whether it be, you know, emotional, so with mental health. And we do a lot of advocacy for those women as well.
And I guess 2020, we know the figures have shown that mental health is really a big issue. And I guess if you've got a pregnancy, and whether it was unplanned or even if it was planned, with our borders being closed, perhaps you haven't got the connection with your support network that you would normally expect.
Yeah, and that became a huge issue, and it still is, where, you know, isolation and loneliness just became an added burden for a lot of women who may have already been struggling with a pregnancy for whatever reason or not. So we've really had to up the ante in that area, and we've also had to outsource some of our counselling, which is something new that we have created in our service, where quite often women who are our clients can't go and get that support because they can't afford to. So we pay the Medicare gap for some women to have that support. But yeah, it definitely, Fiona, it did become a huge issue where women were just struggling with anxiety and depression during pregnancy and after.
And maybe you're dealing with a woman who's pregnant and there's some sort of challenge or problem with the pregnancy or with the baby, and they just need that support. Otherwise, they might fall through the gaps.
Yeah, look, and we do see ourselves as a gap filler. Quite often we're working with other services and we're asked, you know, what do we do? And we just say, what do you need? You know, we just make it work. So, and that's been phenomenal. I was actually in a meeting this morning with a family support network here on the coast, and they're really appreciative of what we've been able to do to fill those gaps. We don't believe in reinventing the wheel, but, you know, we'll offer what we can, obviously within our ability as an organisation. So, yeah.
So it's basically women helping women, and you offer your professional and volunteer mentors to counsel, and this is free.
Yeah, it's all free. So basically we operate a case management service, and that's done with professionals and, you know, like I said, counselling and advocacy as well. But the mentoring side is done just with, you know, women in the community who have their own children who want to come alongside somebody and really befriend them, become, you know, sort of like that person that the pregnant woman can lean on. That side of things on the Sunshine Coast needs to grow. We're very limited at the moment in our capacity and in resources on the ground. So these are the things that we're hoping the fundraiser will be able to improve for us.
Of course. So this fundraiser, it's vital. It's happening on Friday the 13th of November. The venue is Kawana Surf Club. Now, I understand you're going to have to cap the numbers to be COVID safe. So it's going to be pretty much first in, best dressed with this one, isn't it?
Yeah, look, absolutely. Because of COVID, yes, we can't have any more than 100 people. And the tickets are selling quite fast. We hope to have a full house. So, yeah, and you can get them from our website, esters.com.au/events.
Or, of course, head to the What's On Guide at salt1065.com and follow the links, the link there to book your tickets. It's a night of fantastic food, lots of fun. There'll be entertainment, a silent auction, and inspiring speakers naturally. Gay, thanks for your time this morning.
No worries. Thanks for that, Fiona.